broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Now, we already know this country is very far down.
Well, Charles, how needs to come first? That's most important.
I think that's the right thing to do. I really honestly do. I think.
I heart boobies.
Things are bad.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch every night. We go through the looking glass and well beyond, taking you places other talk shows can't take you in our search for whatever. TSA isn't backing down on their new pat-down procedure, a ban on I Heart Boobies. You just heard the
I Heart Boobies.
That's what they're banning. These are bracelets, and they support the battle against breast cancer, but I don't know. You know, somebody's got a problem. Anyway, there's one school board that's leading the battle against those. Four Loko is losing the caffeine, folks. You've heard us talking about Four Loko here on the show. We have Professor Emery Clayton coming up to talk about that later on. Do we have Dean Wheeler with us? Yes, we do have Dean Wheeler to talk about the Medal of Honor ceremony today. And what he considers to be the legitimate debate over the wisdom of giving out military medals when we're talking about a war that is so hotly debated. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, WBCN 1660 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and KJZN 105.5 FM in Fresno, California. Two great stations along the Phil Hendry Show network that get it. And our website, philhendryshow.com, that's philhendryshow.com, and that's where you go for live streaming video of our show, live streaming audio of the show right now, the only radio show worthy of being watched, as well as listened to, the Phil Hendry Radio Show. Professor Emery Clayton is going to join us from L.A. Canyon College here in just a moment, but we do have a couple of pieces of business to update you on in advance of that, and they happen to be the Four Loko story, the aspects of the Four Loko story that have been reported lately. The FDA is saying they're going to act against this caffeine and boozed infused energy drink. It's a crazy thing. You've heard the stories of mainly college students drinking too much of this stuff, and then they puke their guts up or they get sick. I don't know what the hell happens to them. But a year ago, attorneys in 18 states, including California attorneys generals, asked the Food and Drug Administration to do something about the proliferation of caffeinated alcoholic beverages, which already were surging in popularity among young people. Now, after several college students have fallen ill and some have died after consuming the beverage, the FDA... I want to know one thing before. When these young people have died, have they attributed the cause of death to Four Loko? Have they attributed, as the cause of their death, this drink? Because that's a very significant piece of information. Joining us on our newsmaker line is Professor Clayton Emery, and Professor Emery Clayton. I'm dyslexic, Professor. And we're going to talk a little bit about this Four Loko drink and the FDA looking to act. They seem poised to act. The New York Times reported on Tuesday the agency's expected to take a stand on the drinks as soon as tomorrow.
That is correct. That was the information that we received prior to my coming on your broadcast this evening, Phil. And there are four states, four attorneys generals here in the United States that have already banned these drinks. Washington State is one, Michigan State is another, Utah and Oklahoma. And the college campuses across this country have banned them or are strongly warning their students about these dangers. Now, I want to point out the company that is involved in this Four Loko drink. This is a company called Fusion Projects of Chicago, Illinois. The company makes this so-called Four Loko. This is the most popular among these caffeinated alcoholic drinks that they make. They claim they are going to voluntarily halt shipments to New York State by Friday.
Well, what they've also said is they're losing the caffeine in the drink.
And let me tell you why they're losing the caffeine in the drink, and let me tell you why they're banning shipments to New York State. Because the federal government has stepped in and has ordered that these drinks be looked at very, very carefully by the Food and Drug Administration. Because had the federal government not done this, we might still be losing our young people out there. They might still be at risk. And for me, this is the most significant aspect to this discussion. When I hear these people talking about how the private sector is being impinged or imposed upon by the government, and I hear these right-wingers saying this all the time.
I didn't really want to have you on the program to talk politics, you know.
Well, there's no other way to talk about this. If you don't want to talk about this, then there's no point in me being on your program. I'm not going to sit here and discuss just the relative safety of college students. Yes, I'm a college professor, and yes, I take very seriously the well-being of our students. But this is an ideologic battle, make no mistake. And it was an ideologic battle, the battle lines of which were drawn by my friends on the right wing, who talk about the freedom of a business and the freedom of an entrepreneur and all of this gobbledygook.
And do you think it's gobbledygook, or do you think that that this is just an irresponsible company that needs to be reined in?
Well, whether it's an irresponsible, there's a debate. There's a debate for you. Who's to say they are an irresponsible company? I think they're irresponsible. I think they're so irresponsible, they should be criminally charged with the deaths of these young people.
And you think this fusion projects?
I think fusion projects in Chicago should be criminally charged. And I think those who are the principals in this company should be held criminally accountable for the deaths of these young people. And here is the federal government doing what the federal government should do, and that's step in and protect consumers who are being taken advantage of by this company. And how is this happening? I'll tell you how it's happening. Under the guise of this entrepreneurship you're talking about, this is a very dangerous time that we're living in, Phil. Very dangerous.
All right, we're talking here with Professor Emery Clayton from L.A. Canyon College, and we're talking about 4-Loco. This is an energy drink that has alcohol in it, or if you will, it's a caffeinated drink that has alcohol in it, or it's an alcohol drink that has caffeine in it. It depends on how you want to look at this thing. We have all kinds of audio that we wanted to play for you. There are reports that students in drunk driving accidents were under the influence of 4-Loco when they died. There's another was drunk when he accidentally shot himself with a gun, but there's no case that we can find of any type of poisoning due to 4-Loco.
Well, what do you call it when a young man drinks this concoction and accidentally shoots himself? Or what do you call it?
Well, I'm just saying that in the report that I have here, when they say that young people have died, are they saying that the cause of the death was 4-Loco?
I don't know what kind of semantical game you want to play here, Phil.
I'm not playing a semantical game. If you are a coroner, if you're the medical examiner in a city or a county, and you have to put the cause of death on a death certificate, you have to state what killed that person. And
I think it's very clear what killed the young these young people. They were under the influence of this 4-Loco when they blew their brains out, or when they drove an automobile into a wall, or whatever they did.
Well, no, you can't put that down on a medical. You're not going to put it down.
But Mr. Henry, with all due respect, you are not a medical examiner. I am not a medical examiner.
No, you're right. But I do know what a medical examiner does. And I do. It's very important that a medical examiner notes the cause of death so that we're clear. And there's all kinds of, you know, I don't mean to tell you, Professor Clayton, but you obviously know that there's all kinds of civil liability.
I understand better than you do, my young friend, what the civil liability is. These college students can't help but drink irresponsibly. They cannot help but drink irresponsibly when they are presented with 4-Loco or beer or whatnot. That's why we need more of this regulation. And that's why I thank God we have a federal government ready to step in. And if you want to call that an ideologic fight that you don't want to have on your radio program tonight, you be my guest. You have any kind of ideologic fight you want. But I'm telling you...
Well, did you come on my show tonight to get ready to do some battle about government versus private? Is that what you wanted to do?
No, that's what this story's about. that's exactly what this story's about. I didn't come on your program wanting to do anything. You told me to look at this story, and I told you, here's what I get from it. What I get from this story about college students that can't drink responsibly and are drinking themselves to death and are drinking Four Loko or fortified wine, or they're drinking whiskey, or they're drinking tequila, whatever they're drinking, to the point of death, then I'm telling you there's only one way to stop that, and that's with the very heavy hand of the federal government or the state government. And the reason why you're going to hear this entrepreneurial argument being given is because this Four Loko and this Fusion Projects out of Chicago, these people are the kind of people that are going to tell you in the middle of a recession, why won't you let me have my business? Because you're killing people, that's why.
Well, I will tell you, and I think it's wrong, but I know you're going to say what you're going to say. I understand that Four Loko is a you know, pretty powerful drink, but I don't see anywhere here where anyone has said cause of death, Four Loko.
I just want to make sure. Are you reading the same stories that I'm reading?
I'm reading the stories about Four Loko. Yes, I am. And I'm reading the stories about students getting so hammered on this stuff they get sick. But I don't know, are they getting sick because they're just drinking too much alcohol? Are they getting sick?
They're getting sick, Mr. Henry, because they're drinking too much Four Loko. All right.
Well, I can get sick because I drank too much Don Julio, you know, or Jim Beam.
No, I don't see the point that you're trying to make. The point you're trying to make is that somehow any alcoholic drink is, of course, it's going to make you sick. This stuff, this Four Loko, has got caffeine in it. So that not only is going to make you sick, it's going to put you in your grave.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We have Professor Emery Clayton. And this is, to your way of thinking, Professor, an argument between federal regulation and private entrepreneurial effort. A private company, the Four Loko people, with a brand new product. They're making money in the middle of a recession. And here is Professor Clayton saying we need more federal intervention because it's an unsafe product. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your call's next with our guest, Emery Clayton. Next hour, Dean Wheeler on the Medal of Honor Award today. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Have you had this Four Loko? Because I've never had it.
On the line is Professor Emery Clayton as we talk about Four Loko. And for you, it's an argument. Four Loko is this caffeinated alcoholic drink which has been causing a great deal of sickness among the young people who've been drinking it. Tell people the comment you made.
I'm not afraid of making the comment, Phil. I'm very happy to make the comment again.
Well, go ahead.
The comment that I made to you during the break was very simply this. When I read about some of these young people dying or getting sick on this Four Loko, I have to smile, and I'll tell you why I smile. And I even went so far as to say to you that when I read about one of them dying, I feel not happy, but I feel good, because this presses home the point that here is this so-called entrepreneur that all these right-wingers love to talk about, and what is he doing? He's poisoning our young people with his Four Loko, with his caffeine. He's poisoning our young people with some concoction that they drink like it's Kool-Aid, if you want to talk about Kool-Aid, and they get so sick they die. I hope people hear about this product. I hope, because the federal government needs to step in and cool this man's jets.
You're not against entrepreneurial.
And one more thing, Phil, before I forget. You talk about getting sick on Don Julio. You talk about getting sick on Jim Beam. You talk about getting sick on beer. This is exactly what I'm talking about. If all of these drinks are causing sickness among our young people, the federal government needs to step in and limit access to these drinks, not only for young people, but I think for anyone.
People are going to get sick on tequila if they don't know how to drink it.
Well, who's going to judge on whether they know how to drink it or not? You know,
I drink tequila, I don't get sick.
Good for you, Mr. Henry. That's wonderful. And I'm sure that's a badge of honor that you wear and wear proudly?
No, I do not. What I'm telling you is it is a dangerous drink for some, not all. That's all I'm trying to say.
It is a dangerous drink for all. You drink enough tequila, you trying to tell me you don't get sick?
I'm not saying that.
The Republicans who are against government regulation have the blood on their hands of every college student who dies after drinking Four Loko and beer and the whatnot that they are out there swilling back on a Friday night.
I'm not saying that. 877-876-PHIL and Professor Emery Clayton and I talking about Four Loko. Here is Jessica in Abilene, Texas. Go ahead, Jessica. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of really ridiculous to hear somebody who's supposed to be an educated man not be able to decipher between the difference of an alcohol drink causing death and the impact of a car or a gun causing death. Like, I'm not saying that the drink may not have had an influence on that.
Are you telling me that you don't think people can be poisoned? You're telling me people can't be poisoned by a drink?
People can be poisoned, but then
right.
It would be the drink as the cause of being poisoned, but they weren't poisoned
exactly.
And had some kind of anaphylactic shock and then ran into a wall.
How do you know they weren't poisoned? How do you know they weren't poisoned?
You don't know that they weren't poisoned
because they had caffeine. They had alcohol and caffeine combined in their system, which might have caused a reaction in terms of blood pressure and heart rate and all this other nonsense that made their brains blow up in their skull or something. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But how do we know until we do further testing?
Well, that's what I think Phil Hendry is trying to explain, is that in medical coroner's report, it's not going to say the cause of death was drinking
Four
this Loko. Drink. The cause of death was running their car off the road, which was influenced by the drink, but the drink itself was not the underlining cause of death. There's a dichotomy.
I still don't understand why you know that. And they're not going to write that down on a death certificate. Cause of death was car going off the cliff, but it wasn't Four Loko, even though they had drunk Four Loko. They don't have enough space.
Scrambling, and that's fine.
No, they don't. That's what you were doing. They don't have enough space in a death certificate to write down cause of death Four Loko.
She's not saying write all that down. She's saying, if you want to know what the cause of death is, and thank you very much, Jessica, 877-876-PHIL, you have to find out and then put it on the death certificate. That's what a medical examiner has got to do.
All right. I already know all about medical examiners. You told me all about a medical examiner. I'm asking you. You're telling me Four Loko didn't do anything. You're telling me that Four Loko had nothing to do with a perfectly normal young man taking a gun and shooting himself. And he didn't try to kill himself. You understand that this young man was so polluted and poisoned by Four Loko, he didn't try to kill himself. He shot himself just for the thrill of having a bullet tear into his flesh. You call that normal?
I don't know if that's why he did that.
Oh, come on, Phil. You don't. You guys, I love you people. You don't like the government regulation, but man, you should put the regulation in the conversation when it helps you.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I know the young man shot himself, but it said accidentally. Jay on Staten Island, listening on WWRL. Go ahead, Jay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I believe that Dr. Clayton is loco himself because caffeine is a stimulant and alcohol is depressant. So you're mixing two different entities together. And, well, what's the cause of death? I mean, like the woman said, I mean, you cannot say people need help. More federal regulation is not going to... No, stop interrupting me. More federal regulation is not going to stop people from hurting themselves. Prohibition did not work, okay?
Are you kidding me or something? Are you trying to tell me that highly dangerous drink, like Four Loko, we should just go ahead and give that away like we're giving away a Pez dispenser or something like that? No,
yes,
no,
like,
no.
Like alcohol is legal... Cigarettes are legal. Gambling is legal. If people want to hurt themselves, they're going to hurt themselves. You cannot stop people from...
Are you a father? Are you a father? Do you have children? Are you really going to... What are you going to say to the man that comes up to you and says, we just found your son dead at the bottom of a cliff because of this Four Loko? And you're going to say to me, but, you know, that's tough because people are going to kill themselves?
Also, drink the Ford Loco or drinking Jack Daniels or a case of beer?
What if they found your son with four Four Loco empties laying around him? Yeah.
Well, what difference is the gentleman saying? What difference does it make? He was drinking and driving. He shouldn't have been drinking and driving.
He shouldn't have been drinking and driving, but he should also not have been drinking and driving and pumping himself full of that speed. You know that, caffeine.
All right, Emery Clayton and I back next on the Phil Hendry Show with more 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
All that crank that they put in that drink.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com as well. If you want to watch live streaming video and listen to live streaming audio of the show, we have Professor Emery Clayton on the line with us from L.A. Canyon College. And we talk tonight about Four Loko, this alcohol caffeine drink that has caused a number of illnesses. It's caused a number of young people to be taken to the hospital. There were two events reported, one having to do with an accidental shooting. It wasn't of anyone. It was of the person who was drunk on this Four Loko. And I believe there's one other automobile accident. And Professor Clayton, this is what I'm talking about. We're going to get to some phone calls. The legislation of morality, you can see there's quite a few of my callers want to talk about that.
Let me explain to you. You say you can't legislate morality. I've got news for you. We have laws against killing people. Is that legislating morality?
I mean, every single...
We have laws against stealing. Is that legislating morality? We've got laws against... You understand what I'm saying?
Well, not every single act, all right?
Not every single act. Let me explain something to you about this Four Loko, because I know what I'm talking about when I say the government needs to step in wherever these young people are ODing on this, on these drinks, whether it's tequila or Four Loko or beer or malt, I don't care what it is. Thank God the federal government can step in and step on some of these right-wingers and some of these mayo dippers that, and I say that with all due respect.
What do you mean mayo dipper?
Well, you know that I'm talking in about the white business establishment, but let me explain to you. I had my quarterly student meetings, and I met with one young student of mine. She was a young mayo dipper. She's a young white lady, and she was in there to get her grade on a mass media project we'd done. Now, I had two of these Four Lokos. And
why did you have that before you were having these conferences?
Because I wanted to see how I would react. And I made a play. This is a young woman, one of my students. I would never in a million years ever misbehave or do anything out of line. Especially, and you know my feelings, Phil, on respecting the black woman. And here comes a young little mayo dipper that says... And I got out of line with her. I tried to make a play. And the reason is because I had in my system Four Loko. And I ask you this question. Of all of these stories we're hearing about, what's the one constant? Kid drives a car off a cliff. Kid shoots himself by mistake. Another kid throws up all over himself. Another kid pukes his guts out on a bus. Wherever they are, what's the one constant? I'll tell you what it is. Ready? One, two, three, go. Four Loko. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. Your story about your student saying that you made a play for her, and the I don't like the words mayo dipper, you know?
I'm saying it's a colloquial for white people, that's all.
And it doesn't have anything to do with this, what you're telling me, though. It has nothing to do with you saying you drank Four Loko before you had this conference and then made a play for her, you know?
I made a play. It was to prove that Four Loko is not a safe drink for a professor or a teacher or anyone in responsibility to drink before they're going to interact with a young person, because I drank that Four Loko and I went for it. And I never should have.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Here is Roseanne. Go ahead, Roseanne. You're on with Professor Emery Clayton.
Yes, sir. During one of your breaks before your microphone was cut off, you said that you had never tried this drink. So in order to come back now and say that you did this using derogatory terms like right-winger and Mayo Dipper, I come from the Deep South and was taught not to have prejudice, taught to have respect. So in some respects, sir, what you're trying to say is that your morals should be legislated because you should not have done that against that girl, and she could bring charges against you. As a former professor and teacher, you were way out of line. And she could bring those kind of charges against you. And you are trying to blame it on a drink, sir, not your own glasses of morals.
All right. Well, let's. What do you say to that, Professor? It's a good point.
What I'm trying to say to this lady is, because she don't get it, it was Four Loko that made me do that. What's the one constant
in all of these stories? Your own lust.
If a guy drives a car off,
and if that young lady had any ability, to
my blood that had Four Loko in it,
you would not
it had
be
Four
on
Loko
the
in it.
Program right now, sir.
How come she didn't charge
Either
me?
You are a man of morals.
How come she didn't charge me? How come she didn't charge me?
You won't let me talk. You don't even have the respect that a gentleman would have for a lady.
I do have the respect a gentleman would have for a lady. What's that got to do with you?
Okay, that's uncalled for.
What?
That was uncalled for.
That was very interesting.
Oh, give me a break. I was clowning. I was clowning.
No, sir, you weren't clowning. Have you had something to
drink? I was clowning around. I beg pardon? No, I have not. I was telling the story.
Something is wrong with your morals. And something is wrong with your upbringing, and it would be very interesting to have a conversation with your mother as far as where are you?
Now I get it. Now I get it. I'm uppity. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, sir.
Uppity?
I didn't say you were uppity.
Yes, you are.
You were calling me uppity.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. You're calling me uppity.
You cannot debate, sir, on the facts.
Because
you have to dip down
man.
And pick up the mud and throw it. And, sir, that is a very interesting thing for you to say.
I think it's very interesting for you to say you were raised in the South and that you have been taught not to have no prejudice. The South is where prejudice was born in America.
All right, let's not get into a whole argument here. Let's not get into a...
I told this lady, she said she was raised without prejudice. She was raised in the South. That's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
I don't want to get into an argument like this. I don't want to start talking regionalism and, you know, you're from here and that's why you're like this. I'm not going to talk about that because there's prejudice all through this country and there are good people. And I'm not going to do this, Professor Clayton. And I think it is arcane and it's stupid to do that, okay? If you want to talk about prejudice, we're going to put it on an equal footing. But we're not even talking about this here. We're talking about the intelligence, or lack thereof, of drinking this Four Loko, and to wit, you drinking it because you said you wanted to see what it would do before you had a student conference.
That's exactly what I said. And this lady here wants to turn it into some kind of a grope festival. I didn't do anything like that. All I said was I drank the Four Loko to see if I'd make a play for this girl, and I did. I asked her out for drinks, and I'm married, and I love my wife. I love her dearly. I would never do anything like that if I was not under the influence of Four Loko. Now, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, sir, it's an alcoholic beverage. As an alcoholic beverage, you chose as a professor to have alcohol before you met with a student in a conference. That is reprehensible.
It's got caffeine in it. That's the difference.
No,
it
sir,
also
it's
has
the alcohol,
caffeine in it.
It is the alcohol that you responded to. And that's
but the
problem.
The caffeine
with
should
your
have
premise.
Sobered me up. And the
you
caffeine should
have
sobered me up
premise.
Enough.
Not you
to
have a faulty
actually put my
premise.
Hand there.
Well, what
you
can I ask a question?
You have a faulty premise that
no,
you are
ma'am,
saying
that
it was the caffeine
premise.
In the drink and not the alcohol.
Exactly.
And
that's
you're not even willing to say that you violated that young lady's rights. You violated
the young lady's rights
as a professor.
No, because the caffeine kept me from violating her rights. But it also, it was the booze that made me want to do it.
You did well, not
Wait.
No, ma'am, I'm saying
exactly
that when I drank
the
full...
You are wanting the government to legislate poor judgment in children, in kids, and they would need to legislate that same for you, sir. Yet,
ma'am,
you are of
you
age
young
and
people,
should know better.
Young people should have their morality legislated because they're too young. They don't understand. We've got kids running around out there drinking Four Loko, and they're going
to
stick their head through a window,
to
whatever.
You have to talk to the parents. You have
exactly.
To talk
and
to
as
parents.
Far as your...
But you don't understand. I drank the Four Loko. The booze made me want to put my hand under the girl's skirt. But the caffeine kept me from pulling her panties down. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mr. Henry,
so
is this...
That's why...
Good God. Good God. Are you serious?
Am I serious about what, sir?
Are you serious about going into a student conference having drunk Four Loko just to see what you would do? Don't you think that puts students at risk?
I know myself well enough to know that I'm not going to harm anyone.
Well, you got your hand up under somebody's dress.
Wait, people, man.
All right, anyway, thank you very much, Roseanne. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on here to Alan in Virginia. Alan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'd like to respond to a couple of these comments. The first being, as far as I am a father, as well as a police officer in a college town, so I see Four Loko about every weekend. And
he said you're a college clown? What did he say, clown?
He's in a college town.
Yeah, James Madison University. So
all
they
right.
party a lot. And I understand that with Four Loko, I don't think legislation is going to change anything. I would believe in more education, educate the students as far as what they're drinking. As far as the equivalent of approximately about four beers, along with the caffeine of a Red Bull. And so instead of, normally when they drink alcohol and they fall asleep and pass out, they drink Four Loko, and the caffeine enables them to stay awake and drink more. And a lot of them don't understand.
I can tell you, I think that what we should do is the following thing. We need more federal intervention in keeping these kids from drinking this stuff till we know what it can do. We have no idea. We know that this has alcohol, caffeine. There's a fruit punch mixture. I had the fruit punch here. The one that I had was the caffeine and flavored fruit punch. You can't educate people on Four Loko because it's in the college student DNA to overdrink. You know that as well as I do, sir. You're a police officer. You know these young people. Their DNA, they are chemically, it's impossible for a young person to drink booze and not drink it until they vomit blood. Now,
then they're just going to play drinking games with vodka.
But you don't let them play those drinking games. That's what I'm talking about.
There's no way we can stop them. You can't stop them from playing drinking games.
Yes, you can. If they're in a dorm and you hear them through the door, you know, you bust the door down if you have to.
What do you mean, to hear them through the door?
Well, then we have police officers respond. If you have people saying, I can hear people playing a drinking game, you have police officers respond, and I say you batter the door down if you have to, and get them to stop.
That's a violation.
So you're going to have the police.
Not if it's against the law to play a drinking game. You have the right to go in because you suspect a felony is being committed. And
are you going to make a drinking game a felony, and you're going to have the police respond to drinking games by battering down the door and then what, arresting everyone?
You can issue them a warning and say you cannot engage in this activity because your kids, your young punks, and you don't know how to drink good. That's what I would do.
The real problem with this country is a lack of self-control, a lack of parenting. That's exactly what's wrong with it.
We don't have enough laws. We need more laws.
All right, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. We need more laws to do what? So you would have police officers.
I think I explained it very well, Phil. And don't tell me that what I'm hearing these people say is the following thing. You know, Phil, there are some very evil and wicked things out there that are killing our children, but guess what? We can't do anything about it. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't know about anybody else, but if I had children that were at risk, I would go through hell. I would go through the very furnace of hell, and I would beat the devil down with my fists on my way through hell to get to my children if they were at risk. And if my children were on the other side of hell, and I got to the other side of hell, and then I was told that they had gone back to the front gate of hell, I'd go back through hell. So understand what I'm doing?
No, I understand. You've gone through hell, now you're turning around and going back through hell to get to your kids.
I'm not fooling around here. I'm talking about saving the lives of my children. I would take the devil apart brick by brick nail by nail.
All right, Professor Emery Clayton with us for another segment on Four Loko and how the entrepreneurial efforts of this company, Fusion Projects, should be stepped on by federal law because it's Four Loko killing young people. And he's a big believer in federal intervention there. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
You understand what I said? If I go to the other side of hell and my kids have gone back to the...
I understand, yeah.
Then I go back.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I've got a couple of files in my car that I wanted to come over and get. I've left the classroom, but I've got two files in my car that I'm going to look at. One of these notes that I made after I'd had two cans of this Four Loko, and I'd sat down with two of my female students, I call them mayo dip, I meant white stin. When I drank that Four Loko, I could feel what happens to these kids. They feel like they're Superman. They feel like they can do anything, go anywhere, walk on water. You feel almost godlike. Now tell me if that isn't the most dangerous thing you've ever heard of in your life.
Well, but that may well be, Professor, but you're an adult, and for you to drink that and then behave the way you did, I'm shocked. You cannot be an adult in the presence of younger people, especially students, and act that way.
I'm telling you, Phil, this Four Loko makes you feel like you are the sun, if not God himself.
All right, Shelley, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Professor Emery Clayton. Go ahead, please.
Hi, yes. And actually, just to put on the point that you said, Phil, you obviously aren't in a position to make a judgment whether young people can make a decision on how they act because you yourself were drunk. Whether it was the Loko or not, you were drunk when dealing with students. And also, in the
I was on Four Loko. I wasn't drunk. I was on Four Loko. The Four Loko is different from drunk. It is a godlike feeling, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's probably an ego issue and not an alcohol issue. Because there are other beverages that you can mix, and you can find them in any bar where it has energy drinks and vodka, rum, or different things of that nature. You have an issue in your choices. We all have choices, and we make those choices. We make bad choices, and you made a very bad choice because you were drunk when dealing with students.
I have said this a couple times. I'm sorry the lady can't hear too good. I said I did it so that I could have the experience. And once I was under the influence of the Four Loko,
you were dealing with
no
students.
Right,
so
right. Well, didn't that bother you that you knew you were going to be dealing with a student?
I knew I was going to be dealing with a student, and the students are the ones that drink the Four Loko, so I felt that this was the best. Let me explain something, if I could. Women are the ones that invented this, Phil. It was women in the bars of America that started mixing vodka with Red Bull. Men didn't do it. Women did. So once again, what we have here are men following the lead of Eve as she takes a bite out of that Four Loko apple, and the rest of us go to hell and back, and I'm being blamed. And
you said you were in an office with a female student, and you made a play for her. Are you blaming the women of America for that?
I'm saying it was the women of America that started fooling around with it. That's all I'm saying. Is the lady there? Is the caller there?
So that they could actually reach into bars, and it was actually a marketing campaign and a marketing ploy. So you're completely ignorant in that fact. The other thing is you as an adult, as a grown adult with a supposed PhD, made a choice prior to dealing with a student so that you could either feel good or have an excuse to violate a student's right. You as an adult made that choice. You have no right to say whether a young person has the ability to make that decision because obviously you yourself do not have that ability.
No, wait a minute. You just said that I drank that Four Loko, so I would violate. No, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. I drank that Four Loko.
So that you can have an excuse to violate someone.
No, absolutely not. I drank that Four Loko as an experiment to see if it was true.
Why did you do an experiment with your wife? You said you're very happily married. Well, why didn't you experiment with your wife to see if it was going to make you frisky? Why did you choose a student?
Because I don't have the immediate attention.
Because you couldn't get your name on it and you couldn't get the media attention? And it's because you couldn't stick your hand up a young girl's skirt? It would have been your wife's instead?
You know, miss, you won't let me get a word in edgewise. I had no control over myself. If I drank it around my own wife, what do you think would happen then? I'm so in love with my wife that she might
Well, then, you know what? Maybe it might make you a little bit frisky and you might enjoy it a little bit more. She might enjoy it.
No, because she would never have gotten to work. Our children would starve. And
oh, come on, man. You're making all kinds of excuses here, you know?
I'm telling you, Phil, that when you drink Four Loko, you feel like God. That is a dangerous drug. Now, this lady, everything she's saying is right. I should have done a lot of things. How did I know that I'd feel God-like?
Well, what did you do, drop acid? I mean, this stuff is a drink.
That's how dangerous it is.
You felt godlike.
Yes. God.
That's an ego problem.
All right.
Well, the lady says it's an ego problem because she thinks I got manic depression. I know what she's talking about. She thinks I'm spinning off like I've got mania. No, ma'am. No, this was something I'd never felt before. I drank this, and I had the sense that I could do anything, that I could tear metal in half.
Well, if that's how you feel on a Four Loko, yeah, that stuff ought to be banned.
That's what I'm saying. How many times I got to say it?
All right, Shelley, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Kevin. Kevin in, we have to break? Oh, we have to break is right. Well, guys, thank you. Professor Clayton, you will be keeping us up to date?
Keeping you up to date on what? You've been talking to me like I had my hand.
You keep me up to date on how about this, whether you stay out of jail or not.
Am I going to go to jail for feeling like God?
I don't believe you.
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever had Four Loko?
No.
Then you don't know what you're talking about.
Dean Wheeler's still to come here on the Phil Henry Show about the Medal of Honor. What I'm saying...
No, you listen to me. When you drink Four Loko, you feel like you are going...
Phil Henry.